Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of Aaron! Come here!
To Purpose Kingdom Network. My name is Elder Charles, and I'm here with my soulmate, wife, best friend, Reverend Maureen Lee.
My soulmate, my best friend, Minister Elder Lee Charles.
Amen, amen. And we're so elated for you to join us on our 991st episode of Purpose Kingdom.
God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The title that God had gave me tonight is due to the fact that this year, and I would say approximately last 5, 6, 7 months, the saints have been going through a lot. So the show tonight is dedicated to people. I would like you know, if you're in the airways and you listen to us tonight, to call in and just give us a little bit of your story, what's going on, you know, how God is blessing you even in the midst of the storm. Amen. We need to know, because somebody out there think that what they're going through right now is they're the only one going through it, and that's not true. Because we've talked to so many fellow Christians that we're going through so much, you know. And sometimes when you at that point where you're going through so much, all you need is just sometime a conversation. Amen. Yeah. Just to have somebody call you and say how are you doing, and what are you going through? Because, you know, I remember when I was a real young minister, they used to tell me, you know, me and my wife, we huggers. Okay, so, you know, they used to always tell us, you know, hug somebody, because that might be the only hug they got that day. Amen? So we just, you know, God gave me this title of check in. You know, because every once in a while you got to check in. You know, see what's going on, what's coming up on the horizon, how people are doing, because, you know, some people they're introverts. They don't call nobody. They don't talk to nobody. They don't try to let nobody know what's going on in their life until you find out it's then got tragic. So tonight, we just open an invitation for people to call in and just, you know, let Purpose Kingdom know how you feel, what you're going through, because, you know, we all in this thing together. You know, if you call and you want us to pray for you, we want to pray with you to let you know that prayer does change things.
Yep.
You know, so you know, me and my wife, you know, we've been ups and downs going through, but you know what? In all, God is still good.
Yes, he is.
Because sometimes you have to look at what you're going through, and some people are, you know, I like the old saying, because my daddy's always telling me, somebody's always worse off than you.
And that's true.
You look at your situation, you're like, oh my God, the bills are coming. You know, the kids got to go to school. We got to buy them new clothes, and, you know, the rent is due, this and that. But you know what? At least you have a place, a roof over your head. Amen? You know, and you may not have all the food that you want in your refrigerator, but at least you have some food. Your lights are still on. If they are, praise God. And if they're not, God's going to work it out. You know, all you got to do is just, you know, ask God, because me and my wife, one of our favorite sayings is, you know, and the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. Okay, we can't sit down and soak, you know, and feel sorry for ourselves.
Right.
Because, see, God likes a person that's going, when you're going through something, when God has a test for you, amen, and, you know, I want you to listen to this real well. If God has a test for you, God wants you to stand firm with your head up. Amen. You don't go through a test with your head down, you know, because you might miss the blessing. Amen. So when you're going through what you're going through now, stand with your head up, because it's a lot of people standing with you. Amen.
Amen. Say that again.
No, you know, my wife wanted me to say it again. Let me repeat it, because, you know, when you go through a test, God wants you to stand firm, stand up with your head up so you can see what's going on. Because, you know what, you might not see this again. And then if you do, you know exactly how to react. You know when it's coming. Amen. So, you know, a lot of people, that's just like a prize fighter when he's in the ring. You know, you don't keep your head down. You look up. So whenever those trials and tribulations come as punches, you know how to duck them. And after a while, you start knowing the devil's...
bobbing and weaving.
You start knowing the devil's style. You know, they got a thing called that when you get in the ring and you're fighting, once I learn your style, now it's on. Okay, because you can't hit me there no more.
But the thing is, you got to study him. Because he studied you. He's conniving. He's manipulative. He's controlling. He means you no good.
Amen.
So all these attributes he have, God got something combat that. You got to know of his grace, his mercy, his goodness, his love.
And one thing, what's that we talk about all the time, Maureen? We tell people don't get too discouraged, because everything, and I want to capitalize that, everything that goes on in your life is ordained by your Father. So everything that happens to you has a plan and a purpose and a reason for happening. Amen? So see, you know, sometimes we get so comfortable in the comfortability of lifestyles to where, you know, we're making a certain amount of money, we live in a certain way, so, you know, this is good for the leaves, as I'm telling you, because like I told you, word cuts like a two-edged sword. What I say is good for you and good for me. And it goes exactly, and mainly it goes double for me. We get so comfortable in our lifestyles till we start slipping on God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We slow down on our praying. We slow down on our you know, going around, you know, passing the word out to people and you know, testifying, because now we get comfortable in our lifestyles. And see, that's when you start getting comfortable, because my wife used to always tell me, you ain't never satisfied, and she was right. She said, yeah, you're never satisfied. And see, in the word, you should never be satisfied to where it's okay. I mean, you know, they're going on a retreat next week. I went last year, you know, or the church is having a revival. I went to that revival last year. You know, I don't need to go this year. But you know what? Every time your church or any kind of organization, they have a convention, or we used to go, honey, the Baptist convention,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. Every time you go, it's always something new. God elevates you to a whole different level when you get around and you start having a lot of ministers and bishops and pastors get around and start preaching. They open up the heavens to all the blessings, to all the healings. They do so much in those revivals. That's why sometimes it's imperative for you to get there. But like I said, tonight, when God gave me the title, check in, it was just, like I said, not just only for the leads. You know, it's for every saint that's out there listening, because you're not going through this alone. And you know, I know it's been a while since we have connected and got on the air, but like I said, the Lees are going through too. You know, the Lees are going through too. And my wife mentioned it a while ago. Remember you mentioned a while ago about Philly One?
Mm-hmm.
Philly One is like a virus. That's what I call it. It's like a virus here in Philadelphia. It's a financial program that the city of Philadelphia has adopted, and it's a program that is not working. It's not working at all in any form or fashion. It's not working. You got people here in Philadelphia that are city workers. They're getting $6 checks because the finances are so messed up. Some people aren't getting checks at all. You know, this system messes up your days.
But you know, I make it easy for people, Charles. I say that's like you working 80 hours and you get paid for 40. You used to get checks being $1,700 and they give you $700. It's a difference. And if you're going through this, going on 5 months, it's crazy. Because the bill collectors don't care about you and what you're going through. But God does.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's to a point that, like I said, the saints, and see, we have to start getting together because, you know, it's strength in numbers. And just to be able, like I said, to just hear a kind word or somebody come tell you, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because last week the same thing happened to us. It's not, may not be as to the level that you guys are, but it's still catastrophic to where it's a whole lot of people.
It's a Dominic effect.
Because I've heard people on my job.
It's an Amber Alert. Sorry about that, you guys.
Miley Johnson. Cars are being repossessed. You know, mortgages and houses. You know, and this is the stuff we used to read about. You never thought it was going to come to your town. You know, your area.
You're right.
You know, and it never means as much as until it hits home. You know, and it just doesn't have to be that. It could be to a point to where, you know, when the cloud comes in, everybody start acting up. Your kids, your bosses. You know, how many of you out there are going through right now at your job with your boss just riding your neck like you a rodeo cow? You know, and you starting to wonder why. You know, and if you notice, most of the people that usually get rolled at work are the ones that are the good workers. You know, I've been noticing that about the past 5-10 years. When you come to work every day, you're on time, you do what you're supposed to do, and you're humble. You know, and you know, as Christians, we're supposed to have a humble spirit. They take that for weakness. So, see, I know a lot of you out there going through that because you try to come to any situation in humility, but see, people look at it and they say, oh, she's weak. You know, you can move her anywhere. You can put her anywhere. She can work anywhere.
And that is so true because that's how my job tried to do me. They wanted to send me out to Altoona. Do they know how far Altoona is? But it's still Pennsylvania, and we service the Pennsylvania area. And I don't want to hear that. Y'all got clients here, right here for me. Just because I have a car don't mean I'm going 4 or 5 hours from my home. But everything is a test. And it's, I think, like I told someone, sometimes I ask God for things, and I know it's not in my time, it's His. So now I don't have no car to go nowhere because my daughter had the baby. We let her use the car. But God is still, like, providing that. And then on top of that, my other two daughters was written from slumlords.
Yeah.
It's called, I forgot the name of the realtor, but when I find out, I'll let y'all know. Everybody that's living in their home went to court, and now license of inspection told them they got to leave in 30 days.
They're moving everybody up.
But they're not giving them provisions and places to go.
No.
They have to find these things on their own. So I got two daughters in the same situation.
Yeah.
So you know where they at, right? I got the one baby here, and I got the other grandkids here. So God, I know God is going to work it out. But when I say we're going through too, with this in the finances, but we still trust in God.
Yeah.
But we want to speak about it because we're not alone.
Mm-mm.
But if you hold my hand and continue to walk and pray with me,
yeah,
I'm going to continue to hold your hand and walk and pray with you. And when your blessings come through, call in so we can rejoice because mine is coming next. And that's what this talk show is about today.
Amen.
Reaching out. I want to hear your stories. I want, if you're going through something, let's touch and agree. Because he said where two or three are gathered in his name.
Amen.
We want to touch and agree on something. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when they tell you, yeah, church, they say leave it at the altar. sometimes, and I can say sometimes, most of the times people feel a lot better when they get certain things off their chest that they've been going through for so long. You know, so it's good to
have somebody
you can talk to, and let them know that they're not alone either.
Come on.
You know, so, but it's just like I said, there's so much going on, and so many people are falling by the wayside because they say idle mind is the devil's playground. You know, so we want people to just come and exhale, because I don't want nobody that I know somewhere that's been a godly person for all their life years now talking about suicide.
It's happening.
You know, and believe me, my wife just said, it's happening. It's happening all around. So we have to put... We have to put, you know, our brothers and sisters first. Say it again, honey. Okay. But, you know, even here, you know, we talking about Abraham. Even here in Genesis 22:1-24, it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, I'm here. Here I am. So, you know, God is letting you know, and I'm letting you know tonight, just like he told Abraham, I see and I know you're going through, but I ain't never left. You ever see somebody that you want to know if they know how to do a certain thing, and you stand back to the side and you just don't even want to let them know you're there?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that with my daughters in school, because, and they used to tell me, said, Dad, you like a private eye. I said, why you say that? Because when they used to call me and say things was going on, people threaten them, they're gonna do this and do that, I would be parked down the street. They wouldn't even know where my car at, because I'm like, who say they're gonna do something to my daughter? So I need to be in the area. So I'm sitting up there, you know, and they said, Dad, you wasn't there. No, yeah, how you say you was there? I said, I told him everything happened when he came out the door. You talked to this little girl, little boy came over and pulled your hair. You went over here and you changed books. You was it. I said, and then you got on the bus. He'd be like, oh, Dad, you was there. I said, you know what? And my daughters will tell you today, never put nothing past their dad, because he will come get. I will come get them. I don't care if it's fire, gunfire, whatever it is. I'm coming there to get my daughters. So now they knew I wasn't no joke, you know. But you know, it's so many things that like I said that we're going through right now, that people don't even realize this stuff is going to get worse before it get better. So we have to gird ourselves, you know, to know that God is still God. He's the same God that brought you through before. So why you think he should stop now? God is not going to stop now. And here's another one. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. God is always saying, you know, I'm not saying that I'm never going to take you through something, because what you know, what's the old saying? They say, with little honey, what don't kill you make you strong.
Make you strong.
I mean, and that got to be a true statement, because I've seen people go through stuff, and if they can make it through standing up, like I was saying a little bit earlier, standing on their feet,
yeah,
head up, that's a test that turned into a testimony. Yeah. But the crazy thing is, it seems like the storm is gaining strength. So what I mean by that is, people are going through, and they're going through, and it seems like it's a never-ending thing. But you know what? God's grace will never take you where his mercy can't take care of you.
That's true.
Amen. So we have to realize, and like I said, I'm saying this to you guys because I say it to myself. You know, and like I said, I want to let you know again, this is Purpose Kingdom Network, The Turning Point. This is the 991st episode. And the subject tonight is check in. You know, even after this show is over and you guys got friends, you know, that you haven't talked to in a while, call your friends up. Call your Christian friends up. Call your church buddies up. Call your Call your work buddies that you're close with.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what's going on, because I'm going to tell you, in my 24, I'm going on 25 years in my job, we've had so much stuff go on there. We had one guy that was at Philadelphia Mills, honey, remember? Potts. He killed himself at Philadelphia Mills. They found him in his car. And believe it or not, day prior to that, me and him was talking. We was talking about God. We was talking about, you know, the Word. And he wanted to try to get a job down there where I was working in the kitchen, because I was running the kitchen. I was a kitchen officer. And I was running the kitchen. 2-3 days later, they told me they found him at, Philadelphia Mills. Well, it used to be Franklin Mills. But they found him at Philadelphia Mills with a gunshot in his head. And they could tell the way that the angle of it was, that it was self-inflicted. But see, you never know. You never know. So, like I said, let's get out of that stubbornness of, you know, they didn't call me. I ain't gonna call them. You know, I have people all the time tell me, well, look, they don't reach out to me. But see, that's not the Christian way. That's not the way God made us. You know, we don't supposed to hold grudges. We don't supposed to look at somebody and don't talk to them for 2-3 years because they pissed us off or made us mad.
But that's why that saying, Darlene Lawrence used to always say, we are our brothers and sisters keepers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes, she did.
And we are. How can we call ourselves Christians? Well, we have a relationship with God, and we're not reaching out to our brother or sister that's in need. If you're going through something, trust and believe, somebody else is going through something. They might just need a word of encouragement to take them right over the top. But that's our job in this Christian walk. Because God did not say it was going to be easy.
No, he didn't. He said, you know, trials and tribulations are going to come your way. But, you know, we go through so long and so much. Because, you know, we can go through something 2-3-4 years. But that's like a blink of an eye to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, think about the 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years in the wilderness. That's, you know, those people went through stuff back then. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have people they could call crisis line. You know what I mean? They didn't have all that stuff back then. So back then, I think their faith, and, you know, this is a self-opinion. I think faith back then was stronger because that's all you had. You didn't have people on the television lying to you every day about, come down, I can make you rich, $300, you know, you can start your own business, this and that. People had to work. They had to work their farms. They had to have the sheep, the cows.
Now you're coming at me, Charles. I'm going to start your own business.
Yeah. No, but you started yours because you want to. You ain't going to get nobody no money because they gave you a dream.
Uh-uh.
And then you go back and call the phone number next week and then nobody answers. You know, you got a lot of people out there. So we have so much to look at now to where it's taking our focus off the reason that God put us here.
Yep.
Amen. It's so much going on right now that we have to pick and choose from. To, you know, that's why everybody's going in so many different directions. But we've learned to pray about worry about nothing and pray about everything. Amen. We have to sit up and pray because there's so much out here now that can pull us in, that will occupy time. And now, you know, that's why I said, me and Maureen said, now we want you guys to call in. Because I know some of this is touching some people, and you're going through the same thing. So, like I said, we want everybody to know that they're not going through alone. You know, you're going through the same thing. But there's so much out here now that will take our focus off church. It takes our focus off God. People out here right now, the bills, the lifestyles, so many things that people are going through now, it takes up your time because what's on people's mind now is just work, 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 work. That's all they want to do, you know. And society lets you know you have to live this type of lifestyle. You got to have this type of house. You got to have this type of car. But God said, I will provide all your needs and riches from in glory. But society has us so wrapped up in living a certain way that some people out here working so much, they're working themselves sick until they either sick or they either dying. So, I'm dedicating this show tonight to let people know, let's get back in line. You know, let's get focused on the reason that God has us down here. And if we do God's will, I think he already told us, I ain't going to even say I think. I know that everything else is going to fall in place. Because he already told us, you know, if we do his will, you know, and we ask, we have not because we ask not. You know, while we working so hard for these salaries and working so hard for this type of house, we don't spend that much time on God's word. We don't spend that much time in reading God's word. We don't spend that much time in going out and testifying to somebody that needs to hear the word. We are so busy to where if we run into somebody and God tells us to pray for them, we got an appointment somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to go down and we got another job application we got to go to. Or you know, we trying to get this promotion. So I can't go to the Bible study I usually go to because I'm trying to get another degree or whatever it is to go on so I can get this job promotion. But all the time, God is saying, you know what, I give you all the degrees you need.
Yep.
You know, everything you need is in me.
Everything.
And like I'm saying, we're telling you this because we're going through the same thing. You know, and it's no better time than the present for people to open up. Because, see, once you get it off your chest, believe me, you'll feel 100% better. You feel a whole lot better because you may be able to say something to somebody, they say, you know, I didn't know it would go like that. You know, nobody told me that I could go down to that organization and they would help me. Or, you know, I didn't know the church did that. Because, see, my dream, like, and I say again, this is my opinion. My dream is I would like to see every church get to a point to where they're able to have their own banks. These people got to start going, we don't need to go down and keep begging people for $2,000 or $5,000 loan. We should be able to have our church where our church knows we've been going there for 10, 15 years, fill out an application. If you have the criteria to where you're working, making enough money, you go down to that church, they go to the bank. They have a loan officer, and you got the loan. And people would love to see that due to the point that they have. And me and my wife talk all the time about mega churches. These churches are worth multi-million dollars. And what is better to serve your own congregation? I'm not saying everybody gonna go up there and have the criteria to get loans, but the people that do, sometimes you go to the bank and it's all about a play on play. Do you have this? And then they give you what, 5, 10, 15 years to pay it back, so you're even paying it back triple and double. God's people need to take care of God's people. Amen. And what was it here? John 2:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him shall worship him in spirit and in truth.
It's that heart, I keep telling y'all.
See, this is getting to the point. It's not a game. It's not a game anymore. And I tell my wife sometimes, like I be talking to Pastor Toy, sometimes I'd be at work, I get so weary and tired because this is the second time I've been in a job that I had to wear a uniform. Uniform and boots. And like I said, next year our plan is to do what, honey?
Move to Atlanta.
No, what else we gonna do? What we do for that?
What?
Retire.
Retire.
It's getting to a point to where now, you know, God is telling us we need to focus more on him too. So to do that, we gotta hang our hats up. Gotta hang our hats. It's time to focus. It's time to get with people, talk to people, let them know that God is still good. He's the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start letting them know. And to do that, you have to It's like clothes. You got to take off that work, take off that job, so we can start working more in for the kingdom. Cause
it's just time to recommit. Rededicate ourselves to where God wants us to be, so we can really hear Him and move to the next level He would have us move in. And it's just an important time right now that we get on one accord and just be there for support for each other.
Yes.
Because we do need each other. We need each other.
But it's like people they're not taking this thing serious. They're really not. And it's getting to a point now to where you ever see a sports game to where when the team gets so far behind, it's hard to come back? These are the days we living in. Let's dig our foot down in the ground, get a foothold, do what we got to do. Whatever comes, you know, if it's curveballs or whatever coming from the devil, that's going to knock them out of the home plate. Because we have to really understand, God knows, and see that's the sad thing. God knows exactly what is good for us. We don't. Everything look good ain't good. You know? So, like I say, it's a lot of decisions in my life, and I know in you guys' life, that we made that really, really could have went another way. But we didn't ask permission. See, that's our problem right there. My wife laughs all the time because I tell people about the mistakes I made. I did this, did that, should have got that done, should have got this refinished, should have got this remodeled. But, you know, I'm that type of husband and father that I try to make $3 out of a dollar, you know, so my family can have what they need. I don't never want them to go wanting, needing anything. But sometimes you just got to give in. You got to pay the money, you know, so things can get done and you ain't got to do it twice. Because see, when you do something twice, you're paying double for it.
We're going through something like that now where our grandchildren are three that's here with me for the summer because of the shootings and everything in North Philly, scared to go to school down here.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
My granddaughter, Sahara, is like terrified. She loved being with her mom, don't get me wrong, but she don't like the shooting in North Philly. So she had a point where she asked Papa, Grandpa, can we please stay here to go to school? And it's like, oh, Lord, you really trying to get me to start over? Get up in the morning, make sure the breakfast before the school bus come, and it's a lot, but I'd rather do it than something happened to one of my grandkids walking to school. Because North Philly is, like, being really crazy right now.
Yeah, they're a little out of control. And we're down there killing each other. That's why I tell a lot of people, and people at my job get mad, but don't talk about the police shootings. Because we shoot each other every day. They're having shootings down there, killings. But, you know, these are the last days that people talked about. And I tell people again, and I'm going to say this twice. Philadelphia is the only name in the Bible. Is in Revelation.
Okay, it is.
You know, yeah, but it's like people.
Tribe or whatever.
Yeah, people don't understand. It's not a country of Philadelphia of Camden, New Jersey, or Buffalo, New York. It says Philadelphia. So I don't know if Philadelphia turning into a Sodom and Gomorrah, to where you know it's going to be. I really don't even know, and I feel in my heart that. This city right here might have to go to martial law. You know, and if people don't know what that is, that's where the military is ruling your streets. So, you know, we even at this point, you know, we talking about check-in, but even at this point, we need selfish prayers, unselfish prayers. We need to start praying for our leaders. Amen. That's a big thing we have to do because these people are making decisions on your life. You know, how your finances go, how you know, people with Medicare, they cut Medicare off, they take like $100 from your mother and her Social Security checks
yes,
and all
did.
That.
Yes,
so, you
did.
Know, these people can't afford to be losing money like this. So we have to really get down and pray for our leadership. You know, I'm talking mayors, governors, presidents, you know, city council, you know, all these people need prayer. But see, the sad thing is, it's reality. So I gotta let you know, it's really reality. To where we only start praying like that is when we have a situation. Why can't we pray before? Why can't we sit down and have prayers like, you know, God bless our leadership, the people that's in leadership, when nothing is going wrong. Everything is okay, because that's the only time we come together in diversity.
That's so true.
And that's sad. It takes diversity to get us together when it wasn't the diversity that brought us together from the beginning. When God first made Adam and Eve, that was out of love. That came straight from love. It wasn't out of no need where he said, I got to make these people because, you know, I got birds and stuff eating up all my, you know, my vegetables and food in the garden. He made them out of love. So, see, we need to come together before we have to be forced to come together, because forcing this lets me know, even like when we did the Million Man March, when we came back to our states, nothing happened. Nothing changed. Nothing at all. So when we go out and do something for the benefit of God's world, we need to have a point of, you know, because we want to do it. And once we see it working somewhere, if they got a thing, because I think I read in Facebook, I can't remember where it was, honey. You might have seen it, where somebody, it was a governor, I don't know, in Chicago, they're passing a bill where they're going to teach the Bible in school. They're putting the Bible back in schools.
And that's the best thing for them.
No, but that's a milestone, because it was one time when people were really sad about, you know, they was real adamant about, we're not going to talk about the Bible in school. But to have these people pass a bill, that's a step in the right direction. Amen? That's a real good step in the right direction. But, again, you're listening to the Purpose Kingdom Network, The Turning Point.
Come on.
991st episode. If you have a comment, question, you can call this number at 319-527-6091. And if you're online, call your friends and let them know. You know, Purpose Kingdom is on with The Turning Point, and they got people checking in, you know, because they want to know what's going on. Well, what's going on with people? What's really happening? What are we thinking?
What's going on with your relationship? We want to know. We want to discuss it.
Because, see, the finances, they will mess with your relationship a little bit too, but the way that our world is going and our leaders are changing bills and cutting this off and stopping that, that's messing with relationships too. Because I've seen elderly people paying $100-something for medication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened to, especially in Philly, what happened to the sugar tax? What happened to all these things that's supposed to be going on? Well, what is it, the sugar tax or something else?
For the seniors.
Yeah. So if all this is directly at, you know, improving and bettering the lives of the seniors with their medications and stuff like that.
It's for the schools.
Yeah.
Schools
opening
back up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about they were supposed to be for the kindergarten, the preschool.
That's how they're putting more kindergarten class in the schools.
I'm going to look into that, because I'm not going to speak on that too much until I get a percentage on it, because I know these schools, there's 27 schools closed.
No, I'm not talking about, it's not for the public, it's for elementary school, preschool. Schools are closed because parents didn't show up to meet. But let a white school close, the whole block is all outside. It's not like that for us, and you know it.
But Maureen, don't get so strong on that. You know why? Because your schools was closed. If they're set up to close, they're gonna close. You remember when we went to Walton? You remember when we went to Walton?
And it was only a handful of parents at Walton.
But Maureen, you remember when I had the conversation with the man and he didn't even answer my question? Because when something is predestined and set up, I asked him, and if you can remember, it's years ago.
You still know them, John.
Yeah, we say that for later. I ain't even going into that, because I'm telling you, a lot of stuff is set up to just close anyway. No matter, regardless what you do, it doesn't make a difference to them. It really don't. That's why Philly is heading in the direction it's heading, because they want it. Well, and you just proved my point. You just proved my point. They're not closing. And what's the reason?
But they stick up.
No. That's the way it's set. Even if you think about our Congress and our representatives here in Philadelphia, you're talking about the parents not coming down. When money is allotted, how many of them go in and get money for their districts? Not too many. What you call them used to do a beautiful job, but was it the one used to be up your mom's way?
The White Evans?
Mm-hmm. The White Evans stick his hand in a pot whenever money come out. But the rest of our representatives, what were you talking about before about them getting comfort, getting comfortable, and what they sitting in? You got almost a $200,000 a year job. Why you worry about the rest of these people behind you? That's why everybody's not meant to be a politician. That's why a politician has the personality of not really caring. And I know it's a lot of men that care, but you know what? One can't do nothing by itself. But it's just sad because, like I said, we still need to pray for them. We really have to do, because the ones that do want to do good, they powerless alone. But anything, whatever, me and my wife talk about anything, it doesn't mean nothing nobody to hit home. See, everybody, when you get comfortable in your comfort zone, until it hits home, it don't really bother you. That's just like when they start closing all the schools for whatever reason, they start bunching people in one and two schools.
And they talk about the test scores, the
balance. Yeah, especially the test scores, because, I mean, you know, if I really want a school to close, and I don't care what school it can be. It could be Oriental school, white school, black school. I'm not going to give you the adequate stuff that you need to stay open. Adequate books, computers. You know, so I'm not going to really focus on that. You know, but the crazy thing is, God is looking at everything that's going on, because, you know, he's an all-knowing, all-seeing God. So we sit up and we think that, you know, God, didn't you see that? Didn't you know that? He knew it before you did. So, see, that's why prayer comes in. Sometimes we can divert and change things just by prayer. Amen? We have to really, and I know we harp on it a lot, and we even, to a point to where we're bearing down on it a lot in our family. Prayer. We got to pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen?
It's needed.
We have to pray without ceasing. Because we have people that really think that stuff that they did, they made it on their own. Until everything fall apart.
Yep.
See, that's all those self-centered people that, you know, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have happened, that wouldn't have happened. But then all of a sudden you look up and when stuff is going wrong in your life, now you realize that you ain't as big and bad as you thought you was. Because like I told you, me, myself, I get wrapped up in that. Stuff start going wrong. I'm trying to make things work right. I'm trying to do this and do that. And God say, pat you on your shoulder. Hey, yo, can I help?
I got
you. Yeah. can I help? Hello. You know, and you running. Well, I got to work these extra hours. I got to work overtime. You know, and I got to put this money up. God is just saying, hey, ho,
mm-hmm.
You've been doing this for a long time.
I got you.
You know. All you got to do is just ask for help, you know, because I got this lined up for you. That's why me and my wife, I told you I came to that conclusion that it's time to hang my hat up. It's time to hang it up, because, you know, you did 20 years here, you're doing 25 there. Yeah. Oh, they're scared.
Excuse me, y'all, but my grandbaby, is standing there, like, crawling to the doorway, talking. And she's saying, great-grandpa-pop-pop, like she's talking to my grandfather-in-law. And everybody getting scared.
Well, but no, no, you gotta tell him too. His last months on this earth, he got to see her.
Yeah.
And he held her and he talked to her. So you know.
She's standing there talking. She crawled in the bathroom talking to him. Like sat there and had a whole conversation. My bathroom.
Yeah.
Had a whole conversation.
What
kind of
girl was in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Playing with the Raleigh.
Of course.
Because Raleigh got to be, no, Raleigh was right there. And Raleigh was right there standing, like, ah, ah.
What? this is the one I was looking at. It is so much going on right now. It is so much going on right now to where it's getting to a point to where people, they hiding their feelings. They don't even tell friends that they work with every day that, you know, we didn't have enough food last night. Or, you know,
yeah.
Our pride is bigger than our bodies, you know, to where, you know, and you don't confide in everybody. I know that's real. You know, people talking about telling your business. No, I'm not talking about telling your business. I'm saying uniting as Christians.
But you know what I laugh about? I hear my husband on his way in the door of the prison speaking to people. And then I hear him say, darn, they ain't even speak back. I'm like, you know what? Society got people thinking, oh, I don't have to speak. But that one comment, I love, could brighten somebody's day.
But you know my motto I tell them at work, honey? Let me tell you what I tell them. I say, you have to work with me for 8 hours. You don't have to like me, but you got to have my back. And when you get to that parking lot, you ain't have to say nothing else to me.
Yeah,
because they have to really, even on your jobs right now, don't worry about these people not talking to you. Just let them know, you may not like me, but we have to work together because we got to get this thing done. But we ain't got to be best buds. Amen? And somebody's listening tonight that hears something, anything that we said that might strike your curiosity, you know. We just want you to live for Christ. We want you to, you know, because anybody that's around you can let you know that God sent his only begotten son to the cross to die for you. And that was sacrifice. That was a big sacrifice. So, just at any time, you know, don't want any radio shows, because we have seven nights a week, seven radio shows. You can call them and tell them, you know what, I want to turn my life over to Christ. I want him to be my only Lord and Savior.
My everything.
And once you do that, once you give your life to God and give your heart to him, call somebody and let them know, you know, I feel much better because I lifted the load off myself. I'm depending on somebody else. I'm depending on my Father, you know, to take me through this walk, this Christian walk. And after you do that, let somebody know. You can go outside and holler to the top of your lungs. Or you can go let your neighbor know when you see him, you know what, I just accepted Christ into my life. And then after that, we want you to go to a four walls, because Purpose Kingdom Network is not four walls. We want you to go to four walls where you can get further in preaching, teaching, learning, to where they can give you the unadulterated word. Amen, to where they can go into the life's manual, the Bible, amen, and give you the word, thus say the Lord, so you can have a better and stronger and more faithful life. And, you know, every once in a while, like we said, get somebody in that church, because you go to church, and some of them are so big that you never even get to see the head pastor. You know, sometimes you never get to talk to people because everybody come and get the word and they leave. But find you somebody that you can call at night,
yep.
That you can get down when things are going wrong, you can pray. Somebody that don't mind 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, that'll get on the phone and say, girl, man, let me tell you something. I'm glad you called, because I was going to call you. And we need to talk. You know, if you can get you a prayer partner like that, that can really, you know, no matter what time, you can be on your way home from work, you can be on your way to work. That let you know I'm there. I'm there for you. All you do is call me. You know, I've had men like that in my life as I was growing up. But the main thing is people, like I say, they get so wrapped up in this world. And, you know, sometimes you got to bring people back down to reality. Amen. You gotta let them know. You know, I miss you, man. I miss you, girl. Give me a call. You know, and if I hadn't called you, would you have told me what you're going through? So just, you know, tonight, if you're listening and you don't know Christ for yourself, I just say, just tell God, you know, God, I want you in my life. I want you to be first in my life. I need you in every aspect. You know, God, have your will, have your way in my life. I'm not worried about nobody else's life right now. When you take the Lord and Savior as your personal Savior, I want you to do this for me. This is at times when you can get selfish. Amen. God, do this for me so I can go out and give your word. Amen. And at this point, I want to let Rob or Pastor Toy know if there's any announcements for the night.
Amen. Yes, we do have some announcements. And real quickly, I'll go into the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast, whether you're calling via phone or you're listening online. We appreciate your listenership, and we thank you so much. If you are wondering, yes, Purpose Kingdom Network does have a hotline number where you can call, and that phone number is 267-730-5361. And once again, that phone number is 267-730-5361. And we also invite you to like us on Facebook. You can see our upcoming show. You can see some of our advertisements for our shows. We thank you for liking us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. And if you have missed our very own CEO of Purpose Kingdom Network, Pastor Toy Daly, you can hear her live in her next sermon that she's going to be performing, which is going to be next Sunday. It's going to be Sunday, September 8th. At 11:30 a.m. at New Salem Baptist Church, located at 1721 West Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA, and the zip code there is 19121. And once again, we can, you know, and especially all Purpose Kingdom Network hosts, you're invited, and we expect to see you there in the Word of Expectancy there at New Salem Baptist Church, and it's going to be located at 1721. North Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA, and that zip code once again is 19121. We thank each and every one of you for joining us, and for the next announcement is going to be, please, you know, guys, bless you, join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And once again, feel free to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for joining us tonight. In tonight's episode, which is the 991st episode. We thank you so much. And with that being said, it's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn the program over back over to Lee.
Does Pastor Chappie have anything to say? Okay.
Amen, amen. Like I said, we're going to reiterate again today. It's titled called Check-In, but I want to read one, John 14 and 6 to you. This is one of my wife's favorite verses. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the light. He didn't say some men. He didn't say black men, white men. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. So see, we just reiterating tonight, just turn your life over to Christ, and you'll see a big change. Even when you're going through, it's not going to be as bad as it looks. Amen. Because the best verse I like, and it says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Because we got so many things going on around us right now that it will just pull us in all different directions. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, from experience, because I've talked to my wife, and she said, honey, but you know, we ain't even going to the words, but she said, you know, you got to know who you are in Christ. That's why she's in my life, because she reminds me, she shakes me up and say, you got to remember who you are, because the world is going to always try to pull you down to their level, but don't do that. Don't let them do that, because like my wife say, You got to remember who you are in Christ. Amen. And as long as you can remember that, I'm not saying that trials and tribulations is not going to come, but it makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like we tell our young girls and our daughters, you know, a lot of y'all have low self-esteem. That's why so many things can happen to you, because you don't really know who you are in Christ, and you don't really know who and what he made you for, because you are miraculously and marvelously made. So you have to really put your value up, and that's, you know, especially our young Christian girls right now. Don't be pulled to the wayside of somebody's little silver tongue telling you that, girl, you everything, and you the best thing I've seen, and you don't know this, you don't know that. I love when they come up and tell them, say, you know what, boy, bye. You don't even know me. You know, especially when they're in Christ, they will tell them, you know what, if you don't believe what I believe you need to move on.
Come on, say it again.
Amen. They tell them, like I said, if they're Christian women, and they growing up under the fear of God, they say, if you don't believe what I believe you need to move on. Amen.
Amen.
But it's just so, it's so good to know that we have an audience that I know a lot of times you guys can't call in because you're on the move, especially depending on where you're at. You might be in a car, you know what I mean? You might be on your job. So, you know, you can't talk or you can't call, but I know and I can feel you guys are listening. But the thing is just like we were saying earlier, check in. Check in to let somebody know exactly how you feel. And it doesn't have to be a derogatory statement. It could just be a statement of, you know what, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I went through that last week, but these are the people I called.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person I got in touch with. You never know. It's like a methora of information out there that people will let you know the right people to call, the right people to get with, because we, see, sometimes we so heavenly bound that we're not earthly bound. So, see, we need information that we can pass on to each other so people know, I found this out, I found that out, but now I'm going to pass it on to you. And growing up, they always told me that knowledge and education was power. So it's one of your brothers and sisters out there that you see every day that whatever you're going through, they have the answer for it, or at least they have the ear. Sometimes you have your own answers, and all you need to do is just vent. So we're going to need some good listeners out there too, amen? We're going to need some people to listen, because if you notice, a lot of people, and if they have any kind of education about them, they already have figured out the problem, but they just need somebody to talk to. Because when you stand alone and you're talking by yourself, nobody's listening, you start to get repetitive. You're saying the same thing over and over again because you don't know which direction to go. So let's get together and be on one accord to where, like Darlene Lawrence used to say, we are our brother's keeper, and we are, to a point. I don't want to get you to a point to where I'm a spoil you, to where every time you call, every time you need some money, I'm right there for you. Like the saying goes, if I feed you, you'll eat for a day, and if I teach you how to fish, you'll eat for a lifetime. So the knowledge, let's pass the knowledge on. Let's pass it on so everybody can be Christian and self-sufficient. And if you need to call, we can get a calling list.
Come on.
Get your calling list, and even at your church,
Aaron, not so loud.
Even at the church, get together, because you'd be surprised at the knowledge that's in your church. Like I remember at one time, my church people needed roofs done, and we didn't know we had a professional roofer in our church. He started getting the business, and I mean, he was good. So see, you never know until you ask.
Yep.
We had a couple people.
Painters.
Cementers. Yeah. They did all. Because, see, you go run to these high-priced businesses when you got the same business right around you in your church. Let's let our people eat.
Mm-hmm.
Feed them. You know, that's why so many other organizations are successful except us, because We don't let money circulate in the neighborhood before we go out the neighborhood. And I'm talking the Christian neighborhood.
It's funny he said that because I say this all the time. Even with my the little business that I start, like with the paparazzi, I advertise. But it's funny how everybody say they love you, don't even come get some $5 jewelry from you. And it's for, I thank God for Pastor Toy and I'm Adrian. They buy from me and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a self-made business and you make as much money as you want to. And I thank God for giving me the opportunity to do it. I just ask that everybody from Purpose Kingdom, come on, buy some jewelry.
Yeah,
I got to pay my tithes too.
It's so hard where people have to really, really look, and we got to support each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got so many businesses out here successful because everybody and their mother is supporting them. But you let a fellow brother, sister open something up, and I don't know if it's jealousy or whatever it is, because you can do the same thing I'm doing.
Yep.
But if I find out somebody got business going, I mean, you know, if I can help you out once or twice a month, buy something, or if you got a service that I need, I'm gonna come to you, and I'm only gonna give you one shot. I'm gonna give you one shot. So I, and the reason I say that because we've used so many black businesses back in the past to where that's all you can give them is one shot. But I'm willing to give you more of a chance if you let me know what's going on in your business. So let's be fervent. And even, you know, we had a was it up here that we had a Christian directory? And I think,
New seller.
Yeah, I think
we
need
John Whitaker did it.
Yeah, I think we need to get more of those because we need to start giving the business to our brothers and sisters because they're out there trying to make it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would rather give them the money to do something before I let somebody else do something. They charge me $300-$400 more.
Or my director just started something on my page. So if you go on Maureen Lee on Facebook and you have a business, I will advertise for you.
Amen.
And we got to help each other go somewhere in this life. So if you have a business, I'm putting it out there right now, and you inbox me the details of your business, I will advertise for you. And I just ask you, advertise for me also. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And like I said, I'm going to remind you again, this is Purpose Kingdom Network, The Turning Point, subject checking in. This is the 991st episode. And this is The Turning Point, checking out.
Checking out.
We checked in, now we checking out.
Checking out.
God bless you.
And God keep you.
Amen.
Yay!
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Step me free, I will not lose. Never want to see me down, I will not lose.